So here we are this evening, in this beautiful evening, and we are having in the sign of Leo. The zodiacal sign of Leo is our meditation this evening, and of course its polar opposite is Aquarius. And so it is a very special time because the keynote this evening is very much in tune with what is happening in the world this year. And in the world this year, we're awakening to wisdom. And wisdom is about our belief system and about what we are seeing and what we are embracing. And even though we may not fully understand what it is we are embracing, if we fully embrace it, it filters into us indeed through ancient wisdom. As we embrace different things in our lives, and even sometimes when we don't fully understand what we're embracing, this flows right into us as all of the ancient wisdom filters down to us. And the keynote for this evening is I am that I am. And that, of course, is an affirmation of the soul. And so the soul is telling us, you know, it wants to embrace the wisdom. And it is also the path to Sirius and for the August the 21st eclipse. So it is bringing forth a blending and amalgamating for us of beauty and of discipline, of sensitivity, and initiation. And Leo is also the sign of the Sirian initiation. And so it allows us also to embrace our sensitivity and our intuition and guides us to all the beauty and creation within our lives. And Leo is also very much involved with the science of the seven rays. And so true Leo is one of the signs that filters down ray 1 and ray 5 to us. And ray 1, of course, is will and power, and ray 5 is concrete science. And so the seven rays, you know, they work through the rising sign of the personality, and the rising sign is the sign of the personality, and the sun sign is the ray we're working through right now. So I am is about being self-conscious. It's about the individual. And I am that is the word of the Leo subject, who is gaining higher consciousness. And so the rulership over the lower self leads to leadership within the group or the community. So if you have Leo rising or sun sign of Leo, you are very much in the Leo energy right now. And these are all very prominent within the, if they're very prominent within your horoscope, then you have an amazing amount of energy flowing into you at this time, and you can tap into all of the skills that a Leo person has. And of course, we can't go without mentioning that Donald Trump has a Leo rising. But that, of course, is he has then, of course, Aquarius as the polar opposite. And so that creates a lot of challenges as well. And, you know, it hurls the planet into the Aquarian age. And the shadow expression of Aquarius may at times be dominated by groups, collectiveness, corporations, and nations. So it brings forth our shadow. And don't forget that Donald was elected president in the year of awakening to our shadow. So it brought forward all the shadow of America and all the shadow of the nations of the world. And so he is still continuing with this energy in bringing forth all of that does not serve humanity. So we are at this stage in our lives looking to embrace the I am that I am, and that is connecting with our soul and the true energy and spirit of our soul, so that we can see the beauty of our own divinity, of who we are and what our holy purpose is. And this year, in awakening to the wisdom, we're able to see about ourselves as we look at our belief system. We no longer think, but we believe. And what we believe, we manifest in our lives. And in our belief, it takes us to what we can see. And so there's a whole bunch of things that, you know, on the surface it looks one way, but as we look, it's like looking at a fire. If we look at it from the east side, we get one impression. If we look at it from the west side, we get another impression. But if we have a bird's eye view of it, we have an amazing impression. We have an overall view. And so it is with our own life and our own belief system. So that's why we embrace our belief system, and we're open to the wisdom of the ancient wisdom that is flowing into each of us as we tap in to the gifts of the Spirit that are fully available to us and allow the Mother to work in our lives. And so as we allow the Mother to work in our lives, we see the water washing away all that no longer serves us. She is the water bearer. And she washes us clean, eliminating all that no longer serves us, so that we can see the true path of our soul and embrace our blueprint and see the beauty of our temples, that we are each a temple of light, and allowing this to flow deeply into our lives and out into the world as we become the building block of the Aquarian Age. And as we embrace all of this, so too do we awaken the light, the spiritual light that is within each of us. And that is the golden flame that burns within each of us. And this golden flame awakens us to the beauty of our spirit, to the beauty of who we are. It awakens our light, our beauty. And so as it awakens us to be temples of light, it shines out through each of us. And so in our heart, as we see this beautiful golden flame burning within our heart, it awakens us to ourselves, to the love that flows from us. And as this love pours out through each of us, it connects. We connect as a group. We connect as an energy that flows around the world. And as the flame moves on up to our high heart, it awakens the brain within the heart. And we think it within the heart. And we feel a new divine expression emanating through each of us, as we feel its very essence. And we feel the beauty of who we are. We feel our wisdom. We feel our love. We feel the depth of our beauty as we look deep within ourselves, and we find that all answers are within ourselves. As we go within, because all answers are within, there are no answers outside of us. So as we walk into our heart and see that beautiful flame, as we enter our heart between our shoulder blades, and we walk into the heart temple, and we see within our heart this amazing golden flame. and we feel it. And we walk into this golden flame and we see ourselves being totally re-energized, renewed. And so we are so grateful for the expression of love, of divine love that emanates out through each of us, out into the world, just by our very presence. And the flame continues on up to our throat chakra, awakening our communication center to the beauty of life, to the beauty of the word, the sound, and every sound that emanates from us. So we become impeccable with our words as we become consciously aware of what we are saying, of the sounds that emanate from us, and we feel their love, and we keep ourselves in the high vibration. Because if we go into anger or other words of anger, we drop our vibration and then we've got to build it up again. So it is for each of us to keep this golden flame burning within our throat chakra, allowing words of wisdom, of beauty, of loving kindness to flow from us. Words of compassion, of understanding, of power, because the power comes from within us. And as we express this power, we do so in love, because we are standing in the middle of a temple of love. As we express these words, as they emanate out from us, out into the world, as the building blocks of love and light. And the flame continues on up through our third eye. There it is, awakening us to the beauty of the mother. And we feel the energy of blue. And blue is emanating out through the third eye, taking us to a deep place of compassion, of allowing the gifts of the mother to flow. All of which we received when the soul incarnated. We came in with all of these gifts. It is for us to embrace these gifts. And with the help of the golden flame that burns within each of us, these gifts are awakened. And we could become empowered with these gifts. We claim who we are. We claim our gifts. We emanate our powers. And we feel these gifts of intuition, of clairvoyance, clairaudience, all of the gifts. And the flame continues on up to our crown chakra. And the golden flame emanates out through our crown chakra, connecting us to the cosmos. And here we awaken to the beauty of the cosmos, to our oneness, as we connect, knowing that we are all one, that we are not alone, that we are each part of each other. We are all part of the same sack of flour. We are each a grain. And we connect. And we feel this love and this oneness and this beauty that flows through us. And we continue feeling this energy and this flame as it takes us higher and higher and moves us up about 18 inches above our crown chakra. And we connect with the 12th chakra, which is a diamond, a many-faceted diamond. And the golden flame surrounds this diamond, and it emanates all around the world. It's like a huge crystal ball, emanating the power and beauty around the world. Within ourselves, we feel our vibrations changing. We feel ourselves being lifted and awakened to the new powers of consciousness that flows within each of us. And we feel this, and we embrace it. We feel ourselves change. We feel ourselves gain new insights and new intuitions, new understandings, an enhanced capacity to be compassionate with understanding and discernment. And now the flame lifts us up about another 8 inches to our soul star. And there we connect with our soul star, the I am that I am. And we become one with the flame. And from this flame, we shoot an arrow. And attached to the arrow is a golden cord, a thread, that goes on up to the sun behind the sun, connecting with infinite spirit, with the divine mother father. And so we follow this golden thread, taking us higher and higher. And as we do, we feel the love of the flame that surrounds us, bringing us, helping us to climb this thread. We feel the ascension that is taking place within each of us, the new awarenesses and the new understandings as we climb up to the sun behind the sun. And there we meet the Mother Father, Infinite Spirit. And we are embraced as we rest in the bosom of the Mother. We feel the light of the Father. We feel the love as we are embraced, and the energy of love, the energy of the golden flame, the awakening flame that is within each of us. We are embraced in this, and we are loved, and we feel the beauty of who we are. And so we rest here until such time as you feel that you need to come back into the room when you are ready. And so it is.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. Very visual. Very visual.
Great. Thank you.
That's what I've been feeling lately also. Do you do this every week?
No, I do it every full moon.
Full moon, that's right. That's what they told me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Finbar?
Yes.
Thank you. That was lovely, Jackie.
Thank you, Jackie. You take care.
And you too. Sleep well.
Yeah. Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome. Thank you.